Blog Talk Radio.
Songs with meaning, songs that bless our lives. For just a few moments, because I can hear Mama still singing this song. Jesus.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Today, we, amen, are in the Word. Amen. We are in the Word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On yesterday, we had Bible study, and it was a great turnout. Amen. God moved by His Spirit. Amen. But now, amen, we're going to, amen, go into the Word. Amen. As far as what God is saying to the body, because the body is in much need. Amen. And as we go in, before we go in, amen, I would like for you to, amen, praise God, listen to this song, and then we'll go into prayer, amen, and our thought for the day. But let us listen to this song first. Praise God. I just bless His name. He's wonderful. Amen. He's an almighty God. Amen. Wonderful counselor. Thank you, Jesus. Let us listen to this song, and then we'll go into the message. Amen. For today. God bless. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
heaven.
Let it rain.
Let it
rain. Let it rain.
That's all I want you to do now, Lord.
Open the floodgates.
Yeah. the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place can feel the rain? Is there anybody in here you feel the rain?
Yeah. I feel the rain.
Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
The Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give him glory today. Amen. Hallelujah. I have a reason to praise him. I have a reason to glorify him. He's my King of kings and my Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to just cry out today, amen, and ask God to open up the floodgates of heaven, amen, so that we can receive the rain and the latter rain. Oh, praise God. That's when you know that you're with Christ, when you begin to receive your blessings and prosperity. You know you're with Christ even if you don't receive them, because the book of in the book of Hebrew, in the 11th and 12th chapter, it speaks about faith, but it also speaks about those that never received the promise, amen, but they believed, amen. And some of us might go through, amen, many, many things, amen, in this earth, amen, while we own it, amen. But at the same time, I heard in the word in the book of Revelation that there is a new heaven and a new earth, amen. And in this new heaven and the new earth, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all the blessings unfold, amen, that God can give to one mankind, amen, that whom, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he loved, and whom, his son Jesus died on the cross. So don't faint, don't get weary, don't give up, don't worry about anything, because God, amen, is there, amen, to help us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I just praise God. Amen. I have a thought for you. Amen. And it's just a short, amen, amen, passage of scripture. Amen. Out of the book of Psalms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying the 23rd chapter, it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. Amen. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and staff not comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And our Father, we just thank you right now. God, as I make a complete declaration, amen, and the decree, amen, hallelujah, for God's people today, that the body will have no lack, amen, that abundance will flow, amen, and that healing and deliverance will take place, amen, and that God, amen, your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I bless your holy name for who you are and who, amen, you have showed in the earth realm to be. A God, amen, that is the only God. A God, amen, that can do everything but fail. A God that sits, amen, high and look down low. Amen. A God that have mercy, amen, upon his people. So, God, I'm asking that you would move by your spirit and destroy the works of Satan. We rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. We rebuke him in the atmosphere. We rebuke him in the airways. We rebuke him in his dark kingdom. Rebuke him, amen, on what he said that his kingdom is down here on earth, because he have no power, no dominion over us as kingdom builders and children of God. So we rebuke Satan today, and we ask God to open up the floodgates of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't even have room enough to conceive. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I ask you to add a blessing to the word today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, God. I give you praise for healing the sick, the lost, amen, those that are scattered, those that are doing everything they're big enough to do. I give you praise, God, amen, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. My thought, amen, hallelujah, as far as, amen, the word today is the breaker. And I you know, a lot of us don't understand that God is our battle axe, amen, and he can do everything but fail. Amen. I've tried him. I know him for myself. I've been in adverse situations and seemed like all of hell had broken loose around me, and seemed like there was problem after problem. Once I get out of one situation, seemed like another situation would pop up. Once I get out of that, seemed like another one would pop up. And I didn't think that it was supposed to be like this. And I understood in the word that it wasn't supposed to be like this. But the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God is able. He will, he shall do nothing anymore, amen, that you think is a negative thought in your mind. But he will not fail. He will deliver. So we as the body of Christ need to take out the negativity and put in what God is doing. He's the breaker in your life. Amen. And the Bible said in the book of, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless his name. Micaiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It said, woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hands. You know, I'm telling you, saints, whenever you're going through, amen, call on the breaker. That's the one that's able to do everything, amen, but fail. And the Bible said in the 13th verse, let's start at the 12th verse, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. Amen. That means God is not going to allow the enemy to come in and scatter Jacob in no part of his sons nor his family. He said, all of you, amen, I will assemble. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. God said, amen, the Jews, amen, were his. Amen, the Israelites were his. He said when he saw them polluted in their own blood, amen, he had pity on them. He had mercy on them, and his grace abounded. He went around, amen, to establish them, to set them up, to make love, to show them what true love was all about, amen, and to show them freedom, amen, because they had been yoked up with their kinfolk. And sometimes it's good not to have your kinfolks in your life. Sometimes it's good to get family out of the way. Sometimes it's good to separate yourself and sanctify yourself for the Lord, because the kinfolks, amen, and sometimes seem like they're more worse and more show more hatred towards you than anybody. So God said Israel was his, and he was going to literally bring his family, his flock back together as one unit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, and as the flock in the midst of their fold. Amen. And they shall make great noise by reason of the multitudes of men. He said in doing this, he said he's going to increase. Amen. Amen. And he will have sons. Amen. Hallelujah. That will stand in the gap. Amen. For him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And speak the truth. Amen. The breaker is come up before them. Hallelujah. God is the breaker that's coming up before for you in the midst of your situation. So thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They have broken up and they have passed through the gates and are gone out by it. And their king, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, shall pass before them. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, and their king is Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord on the head of them. Thank you, Jesus. God is getting ready to go before you. Hallelujah. It seemed like we have been in bondage, amen, and suffering for so many years like the Israelites did, hallelujah. But when the time came and God had heard their cries, one of the things that he did, he set forth a man, the preacher, amen, a prophet, amen, that would go in and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. We as the body of Christ need a prophet in the hour that's going to speak a word of deliverance, amen, hallelujah, so that the yoke can be destroyed from off of you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And as Moses did what God say, Moses delivered a multitude, amen, of the Hebrew nation, amen, and they came in, amen, and they came in so that they could be established and set on solid grounds. So the Bible said in the book of Matthew, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Let us turn to Matthew 11 and 30. Oh, bless his name today. Thank you, Jesus. The breaker is coming into your life. You've been oppressed too much. You've been afflicted, amen, too many times and not seem to understand that there is hope on the horizon. There's hope, amen, and when the breaker come in, everything that's around that's not of him, he will totally destroy it, amen, because he's coming in not only to totally destroy it but to purge out, amen, everything that's not of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 30. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Matthew 11, verse 30. For the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When the burdens seem like they get so hard on you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it seemed like there is no hope around. The Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, oh, my God, I praise your name. Come unto me. Hallelujah. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. So many of us, we don't have rest in our souls, but God want to tell you that the breaker has come into your life, and when the breaker comes, he's coming in to bring in a deliverance, and the Bible said, hallelujah, Jesus' yoke was easy, and he's going to give you rest for your soul. Our souls have been going through so much. It seemed like, amen, we in the end times, and it don't only seem like it, but I'm telling you by prophecy for factual, we're in the end times, and God is coming back for a church without a spot or blemish, but the economy is failing, amen, and it seems like the people that have high positions and all kind of wealth, amen, and fame and fortune, they seem like they still want to pull on the governmental powers, but the Bible said, hallelujah, those that are rich, amen. It's hardly likely that they would enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because, hallelujah, they have taken and used their riches for their gods. They have used their manipulation for their gods. But the Bible said, if we will reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God's son, hallelujah, let us know that his yoke is easy. Amen. There are so many situations that the poor people are going through today and seem like the rich people should be bailing out America and all over the world. They got riches that they can't even take in a casket. I've never seen a hearse that pulls up and get a casket from being in church. But that person that done died, amen, put him in that hearse, and behind him his money is falling. Ain't no money going to follow that casket. Ain't no jewelry going to follow that casket. Ain't no clothing going to follow that casket. So the rich are still getting richer in this world, and the poor still getting poor. But God told the Israelites, you are mine, and the breaker is coming in so that I can set you free. And we don't understand that when God come in, everything got to take its rightful position. Those that are poor, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You might be going through, and the rich had in this time a chance to go in. Amen, thank you, Jesus, and establish their goings and protect their finances and their beliefs because they had money. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But the poor, when they heard of the famine and the depression in the world, they didn't have no money to set aside for their children's education or future, and they didn't have no hope. But I'm telling you today, make God your hope, for he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy, and hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and you shall find rest in me. Amen, for your weary soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And then the Bible said in Galatians, oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The break is coming in to destroy that yoke off of you so that hope can be seen and faith can be manifested and God can get the glory. But once you get, hallelujah, your deliverance, hallelujah, as the Israelites did, women were being put out of their homes back then. The children were starving. They were serving and doing everything for other gods. And when they cried out to God, God began to have mercy on them. When you cry out to God, God will begin to have mercy on you. And he will destroy the yoke off of your life. His yoke is easy. Jesus is the breaker. And he's going to tear up the works of Satan concerning you. And then the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, come on, Holy Ghost, you help me because I can't do it by myself. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, Isaiah 11, 10th chapter, starting at the 27th verse, the Bible said, and it shall come to pass in that day his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I'm telling you today, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord God, oh my God, I thank you, Jesus, has anointed me. Oh my God, I praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to be to preach good tidings unto the meek. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when I'm preaching good tidings to the meek, I'm telling you that everything is yea and amen in God. And everything going to be all right. The breaker has come in and he's going to destroy that yoke. He has sent me to bind up the broken and hearted. Those that have been torn down by these pastors and all of these false prophets. I'm telling you, your heart will be healed because truth, amen, is coming in today to proclaim the liberty to the captives. So many of you have been up under bondage by Satan and all his tricks and schemes and devices. But I'm telling you, Satan is a defeated foe. And if you hold on a little while longer, God is going to break that yoke off your neck. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the opening of prison to them that are bound. So many of them are bound in a natural prison, and don't seem like, amen, there is no hope on the horizon, but I'm telling you, the breaker getting ready to step in, and the breaker will tear down everything that Satan has built up. He'll tear down every lie that's been told on you. He'll tear down every trick and trap that's proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord. This is the season for kingdom building. And we must build up the kingdom of God through truth. I bind up every false prophet. I tell every preacher and every pastor that's going in the pulpit and sin and coming out and sin, just like Eli's son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God had warned Eli to tell his sons to stop sinning, and they would not stop sinning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God not only told them, but he warned them over and over. And because of their rebellion, it caused the flock to go astray. God is telling you, pastors and false prophets, stop leading his flock astray. Because, amen, Dagon cannot stand against God. God is a mighty God, and he can do everything but fail. I worship him. The breaker is coming in to tear down what the enemy has built up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only did Dagon, hallelujah, fall once, but he fell twice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't set God in the midst of your God. You can't put God in the midst of your mess, because he won't come in and allow that God to stand. Somebody got to go. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The breakers come into your life, and there will be a change. Oh, my God, to appoint until them that mourn in Zion, to give for them beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning. Saints, I don't care what you're going through. You pick up the oil of joy. Hallelujah. When it seems like hell and broken loose. When it seems like everything around you seems like it's crumbling. I'm telling you, you said the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not looking at my situation, but I'm keeping my eyes on the star post of glory. I'm not looking at what somebody say or what I feel going to happen, but I'm looking at what God say. Jesus said, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. I am the breaker that died on the cross for you. I am the breaker that gave you life freely. I'm the breaker that took the yoke off of you. Saints, I'm telling you today, I feel like praising the Lord because the breaker has stepped in. Let him come in and destroy that yoke that Satan has put on your life. Because of the economy and what's going on, is affecting the whole world globally. But God said in the book of Revelations, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, he said that was a black horse, amen, that was coming up on the scene. This black horse has already appeared. And I make a declaration and I decree, amen, that God's will be done. But this black horse had famine, amen. But he said one thing. He said, with this black horse, he said, and the rider, he said, one thing to do, don't touch the oil and the wine. The oil and the wine is God's anointed people. Amen. And Isaiah clearly says, amen, the anointing destroys the yoke. The yoke has been destroyed off of you today, saints. Give your life to Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. I want God to just literally just begin to show you so many things. He's so good. And if you don't have a church home and you don't have a place of going in and paying your tithes, this is Pastor Barbara Burris, founder of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. My mailing address is Post Office Box 453, Hazelwood, Missouri, 63042. Amen. And if you want to make a donation, amen, this is a nonprofit, amen, entity. Amen. And you can get it for tax write-off, whatever you want to do. Amen. I have all the legal documents. I want you to sow a seed into this ministry. I'm getting ready to go into a building, amen, and I need your support financially. So if you can give to the false prophets and all those pastors that going out there and doing everything that they're big enough to do, and they're not concerned about your soul, plant your seed on fertile ground and watch for a return. Thank you. You can give any amount, amen, that you want to give. God bless you. Have a great day.